What exactly appears to have been the problem, do you think?
Well, it's fairly obvious the aircraft has suffered some sort of uncontained engine failure, and this has led to the crew electing to return to Singapore. It's almost to say that this is a routine thing that they practice many times, and the training pays off.
But it does seem to have been a bit of a bad run for Qantas of late, though, compared to their historical record.
No, well, Qantas have been operating for 90 years now, and they've been up in the top echelon of air operators in that time, and I see absolutely no reason why they won't maintain that position.
And it looks like it was a problem with, is it Trent 900 engines?
Well, they're the engines that are fitted to this particular aircraft, and in fact to the Qantas fleet. Not every Airbus 380 is equipped with these. There are other types of engines fitted with other air operators, but my understanding is Qantas fleet is equipped with the Rolls-Royce Trent engine. It's fairly obvious that a brand new aircraft with a brand new engine type, it could be expected that there are teething troubles in the introduction of any form of machinery. I must admit, though, that the Airbus and the Rolls-Royce brand has been out there a long time, and they take safety extremely seriously, and they'll be doing everything possible to certainly find out what's happened, to find out why it's happened, and then obviously to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
And do most A380s end up having these Trent 900 Rolls-Royce engines?
There are very few by comparison to other aircraft types out there. There are very few Airbus A380s to begin with, but my understanding is it's somewhere around the 50-50 mark between the... there's an alliance with General Electric and Pratt & Whitney. They produce one particular engine type and Rolls-Royce produce another.
Is it correct that aeroplane manufacturers pick and choose the engines that they want, the specs, if you like?
Yes, certainly. They have different operating conditions, certain requirements, and it's just like a vehicle. If you purchase a motor vehicle, you can specify what type of engine, what size engine, etc. So it's purely the aircraft manufacturer will work to what the client wants and install the engines that the client chooses.
And might it have been something to do with the way the engines were serviced, or is it too early to say?
Very much too early to say. The investigation process is extremely thorough, and not only the manufacturers but the civil aviation authorities and investigative bodies in a number of countries will be involved in this particular investigation. But they don't just have these things happen and then think about what they're going to do. There's a predetermined process which is followed internationally.